Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. T and Bonnie and nobody in the studio here tonight as we kick off the third hour of the program. And I love Free Talk Live the most when people call in and bring things up I wasn't planning to talk about. And this is a good example. This show is a good example of that, because we started talking about the World Economic Forum, got through one segment, and then a gentleman called in to bring up this sovereignty discussion about quote-unquote state nationals or nationals. And the process of putting in paperwork with government agencies to basically declare your independence from them and say, you know, I'm not involved with you anymore, leave me alone. I love that concept. And Bonnie, maybe I'm not been communicating this very well. It feels to me like you think I'm hostile towards these people, and in no way am I hostile towards these ideas. Not only have I attempted to implement them myself and failed thus far, but I also am offering them publicity. And if indeed these ideas are good, and I agree with you, if a bunch of people were to adopt them, it would change everything. But we don't have that right now. We have occasional people adopting them, and when they get targeted, they get taken out, and there's very little that we can do. But I consider this to be a pretty good offer, because a lot of the people that believe in this stuff, they don't have the ability to record a video professionally and, you know, put it online, and they just have...
And nobody can videotape themselves in court, you know.
It's hard to do that.
You need to have more than one person to make things happen. Yeah.
And so I'm willing to be that guy. And I got a blog, and I got a YouTube and an Odyssey channel, and I got a radio show, and I want this process to be documented. I love the stories about the successes, the alleged successes, where the guy talked to somebody, or the lady talked to somebody at the Geico, and they said that having an international driver, a passport's an international driver's license, and they're going to cover her accident, and like all these stories, people driving away, the cops driving away, and all. I want to see evidence of it.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Now they're making more sense while you're saying it, but one thing is, like, imagine if there was some radio show host you heard one day who was like, so the Free State Project, they want to use this magic group of people to get together and go to New Hampshire. And listen, I'm all about it, but I don't think it's ever going to work. Wouldn't you be like, why don't you just get here and see what we're doing instead
of... No, I want this to work.
I'm just saying.
I want this to work.
Well, that's what the radio host said, too. About the Free State Project. Oh, I
who
want this to work. My person I just made up. I want this to work, but listen, they're just going to come after you guys anyway, Free State Staters.
Oh, I expect them to come after us.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, I expect them to come after us.
I'm just saying, if you are wondering why it seems like you're hostile to the idea, that's why.
Okay. Well, I'm certainly not hostile to the idea of the Free State Project, but at the same time, yes, they are going to continue to come after us until we can meet them with overwhelming force, is the bottom line. And that, I mean, you gotta remember the Madeleine Albright principle, I'll call it.
Killing children to get where you want to go?
Yes, the Madeleine Albright principle is, Madeleine Albright was some kind of U.S. official who was involved in the sanctions against Iraq that killed 500,000 children, okay? And she seemed like... To talk to her, to hear her interviewed, she seemed like a nice lady. Until somebody asked her, well, 500,000 Iraqi children died because of your sanctions. Do you think it was worth it? And she said, yeah, I think it was worth it.
Yep.
So basically, in order to keep her gang of criminals in power, she was willing to murder 500,000 innocent children. And when you understand that, you realize that the only way to be safe from these people is to make it physically impossible for them to harm you by having so many allies that they would be shot dead if they tried. And that's the only way.
Now,
because
I tend to disagree.
They don't care about anything else.
Besides
if they
force.
Can kill you, they will kill you if they think it will keep them in power. And you can ask Martin Luther King. You can ask Malcolm X. Mm. You have to ask him at a seance because they're both dead. But that was their experience. They became influential, and they were murdered by the United States government. And
you make a strong argument, nobody. I just tend to believe that you can do it without violence.
Well,
if you have numbers, you don't need violence either.
If you have numbers, you know, the whole concept of democracy is, okay, if we went out in the streets and beat each other with clubs over what the next... over who should lead this government mm-hmm. or this society. Well, the side with the greatest numbers would probably win,
sure.
All other things being equal. And therefore, instead of going out in the streets and beating each other with clubs, we're going to find out who would win the club fight by having a vote instead. But it's still a proxy,
club fight.
Yeah, it's still a proxy for the numbers and a proxy for the ability to do violence. But you're right, if you have overwhelming numbers, then you won't need to get into the fight. You don't have to have the violence.
Let's go to the phones here. Steven is on the line in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, so I called to do two things. One, I want to know, does anyone else think that Klaus Schwab looks like Lex Luthor meets the Penguin?
Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, the guy we were playing at the beginning of the show. He is scary looking, that's for sure.
I want to see what this guy looks like.
The looks of the man are frightening.
He's right here on the screen, Bonnie, if you want to see.
I've seen him before now that I see this, and I just don't know. He is just old and wrinkly. He looks like all old, wrinkly, bald people.
Hey, watch yourself there.
You are not as old as this guy.
Nobody.
What's that, Stephen?
I said Mr. Nobody's not old. So I called in to just kind of get y'all's thoughts on this. Right around the time that you were getting arrested, Ian, I was informing a cop that I wasn't afraid of him or his nonsense. And a couple of weeks later, he had a bunch of other cops with big guns go into my house. I think you know what that feels like.
Mm-hmm. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, dude, it's just like I've raided houses in Afghanistan, and having your house raided makes you realize what a butthole you were.
Yeah. I would imagine so. I was only out... I actually joined the military, and I got kicked out during delayed enlistment before I ever went to boot camp. And I'm so glad,
yeah.
In retrospect, that happened and that I don't have to live with things I did as part of the military.
Yeah, they take advantage of people who ultimately, I think the average person who joins the military has a good reason for wanting to join. They believe that they're doing something right, and the government completely just takes advantage of these people. Remember, Adam Kokesh said the military is the best of humanity serving the worst of humanity.
That's fairly true. But what led to my raid and my 6-month detainment before trial was I was doing in your face, I don't care who you are, I don't care what's going on, activism.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I've been out for 7 months or so, just trying to like get locked up for 6 months as a number on you financially, physically, psychologically.
Truth.
I finally feel I'm in the position that I can do this responsibly again. And I'm really thinking, do I go overt or do I go covert, right? Do I just go under, like, the radar and do the most I can without going to jail. And one of the things I was thinking about...
Well, let's talk about it. Hang on, Steve. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. If you want to join in, you can. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Join in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And nobody.
And Don't forget you can join us anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you like what we do here and you want to help support the show, then please go to the Amps Patreon like Aaron has done. Aaron is a platinum level supporter of Amps, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support, is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live onto more great radio stations, bring new listeners on board, and you get some cool benefits from doing that. So you can go to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our Patreon where you can get signed up with your PayPal or debit or credit card. So thank you, Aaron, for your support. We go back to Stephen in North Georgia. Stephen, you were talking about coming back from the military and doing horrible things to people, and then you got your home raided, so it kind of brought down to reality what that process is like as the victim side of things. But you were asking a question right before we went to break, and I wasn't really clear on what you were saying. You were trying to debate amongst yourself whether or not you wanted to do activism outwardly that could put you in some jeopardy of being targeted by the police, or do it inwardly. Can you just kind of recap that?
So, well, I guess the question is, like, do you maybe answer both, but do you want to do things where, like, you force attention on yourself and you also force a target on yourself? And that's something people need to understand, is when you try the system publicly, like when you push against the system publicly and you're doing things that are getting 20,000 views on YouTube, and you make them look like idiots, some of them will do whatever it takes to get a warrant and send 15 dudes with guns into your 625 square foot apartment at 2 o'clock.
Yes, they will.
Yeah, they don't have any problem murdering anybody if they believe that person is a threat to their power. As Martin Luther King is a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a better activist than I'll ever be, and that didn't stop them from killing him.
No. So, Mr. Nobody, you've done something, right, that I think is very interesting. And from what I understand, you've essentially told other people that you want to be called Mr. Nobody, right?
Well, I legally changed my name with the government. And the reason I did that is because I was running for governor. And my slogan was, nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
That's great. Okay. See, I thought you just, like, told people that's what you wanted to be called from now on.
No, as a matter of fact, I'm fine with people still calling me Rich. You know, to my point of view, nobody is kind of a character, but I'm still the same guy I always was.
Rich was always a character, too.
I was always a character.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you want the government to put a word like nobody on a ballot, you got to go through the legal name change process. They're not going to respect it otherwise, so that's what you have to do.
Yeah.
Vermin Supreme, like, he didn't change his name legally, did he?
Yes, he did, I believe.
I think he did, yeah.
To Vermin Supreme?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Shows what I know. I'm an idiot.
No, you're just uninformed.
No,
there's a difference.
I think you're about to make a point, though. You're going to say that, you know...
Well, I'm thinking about changing my name, and I just... I'm done with this system, right? And the way that I'm looking at this isn't like a, hey, I want to fix it. I spent years trying to fix it because I love my country and I love my countrymen, and I still love people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few people that have finagled their way up top, and I want to look at this not like we're signing peace treaties or anything, but like I'm breaking up with you, right? This isn't a divorce. Like, we never married each other. I'm just taking my boombox and my pillow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm walking away. And hopefully we don't run into each other at local Waffle House.
Right?
Like when I broke up with my girlfriend, we didn't go get paperwork. Mm-hmm. I literally looked at her and said, hey, my name's on the lease. Yours isn't. Do you want to move out, or do you want to put your name on the lease and I'll move out? Like, you've got 30 Fair. Seconds here.
30 seconds, that's a quick move out.
So you got to pull the Band-Aid off. So the question is, like, how do you do the breakup process? And I think
that's what we spent the last two hours discussing.
It is what we've been discussing.
Answer so far is it's like breaking up with a crazy stalker in that you can break up with them as many times as you like, but you're still going to find them peeking out of your underwear drawer at the weirdest times.
My issue with the last couple of callers is I really think that they're fooling themselves and they think that these pieces of paper matter, and they don't. I'm sorry, they don't.
They do to the psychopaths who have guns.
But do they? Because the psychopaths with guns still come after.
What I mean is, like, your birth certificate matters to them. All these things that you never said, hey, get this off of me. This isn't me. I don't identify with this. That matters to the psychopaths, and that's why it obviously does, or else they wouldn't have spent so much time making all these laws and... Yes.
Months ago, I called in for the first time after my release, and I said, hey, here's what happened. I gave you a recap of what happened. The officer was told that he couldn't conduct law enforcement during the time of his investigation. He couldn't have a gun. I recently saw him, okay, and guess what he had on his hip? It wasn't a toothbrush. Pieces of paper don't stop nobody from doing nothing.
Yeah. It never has. They do whatever they want because they can get away with it. And
yeah, but a piece of paper saying you are not allowed to drive because we revoked your driver's license is going to make the police say, hey, I have the right to put you in a cage because you don't have a driver's license. For example, that's just an example.
Sure, that's true.
And all I'm saying is if...
Some pieces of paper are worth more than others.
All I'm saying is, in the example of breaking up with your girlfriend, yeah, you guys didn't get married or anything, but what if somebody, when you were a little kid, made you sign something and you just, never got rid of it and you were still using it every time you applied for more things, like using the birth certificate to get a driver's license, acting like it actually meant something, and instead of saying, hey, this doesn't mean anything and I need to get rid of this. Like, that's different than just dating somebody and having a consensual understanding you're built together.
Yeah, I love the idea of opting out of the driver's thing, and that I think that's great. And people like Jay Noon, who've actually never even had one, I don't believe, are incredibly heroic to me. But those people get arrested from time to time, and that's something they go into the process understanding, at least if they're being realistic. It's like, if you're not going to play ball by these psychopaths' rules, then they will act like psychopaths with you at some point, and you'll be lucky if you don't get your head smashed in on the pavement. So thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number 603-283-6160. If you want to continue that thought in a moment here, Bonnie, I'd be happy to hear about it. The number 603-283-6160. And you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Defense leaders from across the world have agreed to send more advanced weapons to Ukraine. American Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
I'm especially grateful to Denmark, which announced today that it will provide a Harpoon launcher and missiles to help Ukraine defend its coast. I'd also like to thank the Czech Republic for its substantial support, including a recent donation of attack helicopters, tanks, and rocket systems.
Austin said during the virtual meeting that Ukraine officials have made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Stocks closed higher Monday after 7 weeks of losses. The Dow rose 2%. The Nasdaq climbed more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 gained close to 2%. This is USA Radio News. An independent report is outlining the mishandling of sex abuse allegations within the Southern Baptist Convention. The Guidepost report says survivors of abuse by clergy repeatedly shared allegations with the SBC's executive committee, only to be met with resistance, stonewalling, and outright hostility from some on the committee time and time again. One of those survivors, Anne Marie Miller, told PBS NewsHour that the report's findings isn't a shock to her.
I'm so glad that tangible steps have finally occurred after decades of this, but reading the report, unfortunately, nothing was really a surprise.
Recommendations in the report, including the creation of a database of known abusers within the SBC, will be presented to the denomination's national meeting next month in Southern California. North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn is being investigated by the House Ethics Committee. The Republican is accused of having a conflict of interest in a cryptocurrency he promoted and had an improper relationship with a staff member. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nobody in the studio here tonight. Maybe we'll get back to the World Economic Forum. We've been barraged with callers, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And I know that Stephen in Georgia, he was making a point about activism and cops targeting him. And he's definitely, he's called in multiple times about his run-ins with the police down there in Georgia. And I know that Bonnie or Nobody, one of you guys, wanted to make a point, I think, about that.
Well, the thing that I would say to dude is...
And he is listening, by the way. I see him in the chat.
Is there is, you know, at least when I get arrested in New Hampshire, people know where I am. People know that I got arrested. People care, you know. And that, to me, makes a huge difference and makes me think that... the impact I'm having is much greater than what I would have if I was somewhere else fighting the system alone. So what I would say is, if you want to do activism, come to New Hampshire. And at least, nobody will care.
Nobody did care this weekend. We had an example of this where you weren't being arrested, thank goodness, but a friend of the show was, this person had been pulled over. They put out a cell 411 alert, actually, and we happened to be up at that time of night, but I'm stuck at home due to this ankle monitor, so I couldn't go out, but you got the alert because, well, you're programming cell 411, so you better, you went out to this pullover. Person was pulled over on the side of the road, and you managed to get there before they, I think, even cuffed the individual.
Yeah, and you got video. There and filming.
Yeah, you got video.
And the person had a ride home. Instead of them saying, "Oh, you don't have a ride home, so you're gonna have to stay the night."
Right. They could. They would have probably sent him to the jail for so-called protective custody, where you just basically sit overnight and then they let you out the next day. But you were there for him. You waited in the lobby at the police station and took him home.
And that's. To me, that's just, it's an important thing that
it's good
you
violence.
Know, you never have to fight these people alone.
If you're in New Hampshire, where you've got an actual community of like-minded, freedom-loving people who are physically nearby to you.
Mm-hmm.
And was that kind of what you wanted to get out there, Bonnie?
Yeah, just I wanted nobody to talk about it mostly, because nobody also got arrested on some BS last year for 6 months.
That's right, yeah.
And I figured that would maybe speak to him more than just us saying, "Oh, come up here, it will be so much better."
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, I mean, being in jail always sucks, but it meant something to me that I had people sending me letters, I had people sending me books.
Sure,
you know,
it means a lot.
It makes all the difference to know that somebody on the outside still cares.
Yeah.
And apart from just feeling like you have a group of people that care, I feel like you're actually making more of a difference in New Hampshire, because lot of people up here, like a huge percentage of people up here, do actual media, like have YouTube and Odyssey and blogs and things like that. There's actually people here who run websites where they'll cover stuff that doesn't get covered in. Like I just feel like in Georgia, most people are just like, "Oh, a criminal got arrested." Period. And I mean, for one thing, it's a police state down there.
Yeah,
and the locals in New Hampshire are different. I mean. We're in probably the most authoritarian town in New Hampshire, because, you know, we knew we were going to be doing civil disobedience and we were going to be making a lot of noise, and that would annoy the neighbors no matter where we were. So we decided to do it in a town that was already a lost cause. But the, you know, people in New Hampshire are more sympathetic to the ideas of personal liberty than any place that I have ever been.
Yep, that's
and
true.
That makes a huge difference to me. I think they're more reachable.
I agree with that. And there's one of the best stories I remember was when I was having my windshield replaced. I think you were on the porch with me. It was the summertime.
Yeah.
And it's just three New Hampshire, you know, two guys and a lady came over to do that job. They knocked it out in, I don't know, less than an hour. I mean, it was super fast. They obviously knew what they were doing. And then afterwards, I think you and I, we had a joint rolled up or something like that, and we offered to smoke with them, and they came up, and we all got high and on the porch
locals.
Together. Yeah, just some, you know, New Hampshire natives, and we, you know, talked about freedom with them, and they were totally on board. It's just one of those things where you just run into people like that all over the place up here. Now, of course,
I used to have people walk up to me and when I'd be open carrying and say, "Thank you for keeping us safe." You know?
That's awesome. But then again, there are the statists. Those people do exist here. Obviously, the state is still a thing in New Hampshire.
Especially
in Keene. We're trying to convince them to join the Free Lunch Project and move to Massachusetts.
Yeah, but they really, really don't like the Free State Project. They really don't like the libertarians up here. And the reason for that is because we do have numbers. The reason for that is because we are impactful. The reason for that is when we do get arrested, people do care, and there is publicity around it. And when people get elected, they have support, and they're making a difference to getting legislation passed. We're seeing tremendous successes here, and the statists are quaking in their boots, honestly. They are obsessed with us. They have seminars.
They say we've taken over.
Yeah.
I say they haven't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. 10%. Right. That's a great point. They're calling a 10%. We've got maybe 10% of the 400-person New Hampshire State House that are Free Staters. Maybe 10%. So it's not insignificant. I mean, that's more than the Libertarian Party has done in 50 years of existence on a national level, and it was done here in 15, you know, or 20 years. So it's been an amazing success, and they're calling that taking over.
Yeah.
10%.
Yeah. And it's like, wait till we have 50%.
Wait till we have 20,000 people here. We're not even at that number yet. There's only, what, like 5,000 or something that have, maybe not even that, that have moved up here. Of course, you know, it's hard to count independent-minded people because not all of them sign up for things.
Yeah, and they don't all show up for events. A lot of them are introverts, but...
Let's go to one of the earliest movers. Dave Ridley happens to be on the line here. Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, that's a thought. I'm thinking this may have slipped through the cracks to some extent, but you know, I heard this, that apparently Max Abramson is claiming, he's a state rep who's also a free stater in the
Amateur.
He apparently made a claim, and I heard this kind of secondhand, but a claim to the effect that with regard to independence legislation or a referendum, we don't actually need to go through the constitutional amendment process to get it in front of the people. He was saying, apparently, that you actually could make legislation that creates a referendum.
Yeah, he told me that in person. It was the day Bonnie and I were at the State House trying to give the legislators a last-minute encouragement. Yeah, and hand out flyers. And that's what he said, and I don't disbelieve him. I mean, he's been a state rep for a few terms now, so he's certainly got experience. But the problem with going through the legislative process, of course, is you would either need a veto-proof majority, or you would need a governor who's willing to sign whatever it is that, you know, comes onto his desk about independence, and that you certainly do not have with Chris Sununu, the current governor.
Yeah. Of course, it doesn't hurt to...
you could try it.
You know, it doesn't hurt to get it in front of him, and then,
you can get it passed.
Point out to people, hey, this was in front of him, and he didn't sign. Let's vote in somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, the change here would be that doing it this way, you wouldn't need 66% of New Hampshireites to vote in favor of it in a referendum. You 51% voting in favor of it in a referendum might be enough, and that gets us more in tune with, you know, what Scotland and Quebec and other places have been doing.
Yeah.
So then there would still be a vote?
Mm-hmm. It could be. It just depends on how it's written, the bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what Max will seem to be indicating. You know, there's no normal, there's no typical referendum process in New Hampshire like you have in California.
Correct.
But maybe it could be done this way by making a piece of legislation that creates a referendum.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying is, you know, we don't have the citizen referendum.
I like the idea because just having the vote would be huge news.
Yeah, it absolutely would. Ridley, I don't know if that was all you had, but if you want more, stand by. We'll continue. It's free.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you to get online right now. The number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And nobody.
And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And please enjoy the features there, which include archives going back for many years. You can go to freetalklive.com and find those there for free. That's archives over at freetalklive.com. We go back to Dave Ridley. He is from RidleyReport.com. And Ridley, you had some more to share. You were talking about independence and a state representative who proposed, let's try a different approach. Instead of going with a constitutional amendment, which is what happened earlier this year in New Hampshire and made history, because that's never, from what we can tell, ever happened before.
And he voted for it.
In the history of...
He voted to not table
it. Oh, Max Abramson, yes. And so that's a pretty awesome thing that happened earlier this year, but it was a good start. Only 13 state reps, unfortunately, did vote to not table the things. Presumably would have had all 13 of them voting for it if it actually was not tabled. But he wants to try a different approach of just put together some normal legislation that would add something to the ballot, and then it could pass with 51% or whatever instead of 67%, which would be required to pass a constitutional amendment. So it's an interesting approach. Ridley, anything else you want to share about it?
Yeah, one of the other independence reps in New Hampshire is Matt Fenton-Estasso, and
yes,
he bounced an idea off of me two the other day, which is not really directly independence related. I guess it actually kind of is, but he was suggesting that I've been deplatformed basically off of YouTube. The Rhythm Report doesn't function very well on Odyssey and other places where I try to put videos. I don't get very many hits. But he was suggesting, why don't you just put your videos on someone else's channel that's already got hits? And I will probably contact a few people to see if there's an option, but it would be nice if someone just reaches out to me, so it's less work, right?
That's cool.
So if you've got a YouTube channel and you want some free content, kind of what I do, ambush interviews of authoritarian politicians, just reach out to me. Just go to freestateproject.org and they can find me. They email them and they'll be able to find me, and we can go from there.
There's no more direct way of reaching you?
Well, Facebook, I'm deplatformed there too, basically. So, you know, I could give out my email on the air, but that's also, you know, dicey. So, yeah, freestateproject.org is a simple way to contact me.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. So we continue here. We've got Major Payne on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Well, I just wanted to tell y'all a tale about an 85-year-old bar owner that got whooped up by the state police for just asking them to leave him the hell alone.
Okay.
There was a parking lot across the street from him. This guy, you guys don't know Michigan, but this is a little...
I know Michigan.
Antrim County is the one that got stole during the voting here. I guarantee you it was all Republican and it went all Democrat.
Hmm.
And that was all due to the opinion machines. But anyway, it's a poor place.
Okay.
And this old boy owns a bar. There's a main artery highway, 131, that goes north and south up through there. And then right at the corner of his bar, if I recollect correctly, there's a highway called 32 that comes out of Elmira and dumps out there. But anyway, there was a parking lot across the street. And the troopers were poaching his customers, you know?
Mm.
And it went on for 2, 3, 4 months, I don't know. And finally the old boy got fed up, and he went across the street, and he gave the trooper a talking to, you know? Well, next weekend, they showed up with a few more cars, one or two over there for bait. And when the old boy come out to hoorah him again, they put a good whooping on him. And this old man was 85 years
old.
Wow. Wow.
I was over 60 when they busted my ribs on me, left me in a puddle of my own blood, dropped me like a sack of tears.
What did the cops try to claim? That this frail old man was a threat to half a dozen or whatever cops?
He tried to fight them, and he evidently had a little bit of resources. But when you got 12 wolves lying as a pack... You're hit.
When you said he had resources, you mean he had a weapon or something?
No, I mean he had money to fight him. Most people, they pick on the poor folks.
Right.
People that don't have money to fight them.
But you don't. But
well, sometimes I think they just like to take out their anger about their horrible lives on people, and they're like, oh, this is my opportunity, and this old man can't fight back.
Well, you know what they say. The police flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
But I guess my question, Major, was about what are the police claiming happened in the incident? Are they claiming this old man rushed him with a blade, or like, what are they trying to say?
Of course somebody made a statement like he, you know, give me a dirty look or took a swing at me or whatever. And this is before the dash cam thing was all. This was probably, oh, hell, I don't know, 8, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So did anything come of this? I mean, did anyone sue anyone over this or what happened?
Like I said, he tried to fight him in court, but you know, there was too many liars against him.
I see. That's a sad story.
It is.
Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live.
We'll
go
just
ahead.
Call that a major bummer.
Jack.
I'm going to play kind of a devil's advocate. So if everyone succeeded, you know, and then you guys were able to impose the kind of volunteer system, wouldn't human nature say that over a period of time, human nature would almost turn it into like a kind of mafia or a government just out of the greed that mankind seems to have?
I don't think anything about the people I know in real life suggests to me that human nature necessarily wants to be ruled. I mean, most people who act like that, who act like they want to be ruled, have been conditioned to be that way since birth, basically. What if they weren't? I mean, most people I know want to, even if they are not a libertarian, they will say something like to you, like, oh, I control myself. Yeah, I control myself. They just don't really know what's happening to them. I just don't think that people should allow human nature to be something that somebody else can tell you what it is.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's definitely possible that, you know, warlords would take over. But the bottom line for me is warlords have already taken over, and we're trying to get rid of the warlords. So it's possible that we would win, and then later the warlords would take over again. But at least we would have some time without warlords.
Yeah, does that mean never fight the current warlords? Another thing is people like to point to the book Lord of the Flies. See, this is what happens when people have to create their own society. But that book was written by a drunk who had a really bad outlook on life. And there
most
was
books
actually
are written by drunks. That's an occupational
hazard.
Yeah,
that book's arc.
There was this,
almost every sport.
There was this time that some people, oh man, I forget what the country is, but it's like Southern Asia, some kids, and it was like in the 60s or something, they got on their little boat, something like Tungal or something like that, I can't remember the name of the country.
Tonga.
And they got on their little boat and they accidentally got stranded and they ended up on a desert island, and they were stuck there for a whole year, over a year, and they made their first rule. Their first rule is we're not going to quarrel, because they didn't want to fight with each other and make the situation that sucked worse. And they ended up creating ways for them to have water. They had wells. They were living totally fine. They created badminton, and they didn't, you know, kill each other like Lord of the Flies. Real life story.
But I'm saying, if you're running a bakery and a volunteer system, which is awesome, I love it. Remember, I'm being the devil's advocate only. I actually agree with what you're doing. But then, you know, like a real sharp guy like Al Capone, you know, comes up, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, he walks into your bakery one day, you know, 15, 20 years into, you know, leaving the United States. He's like, hey, you know, do this, do that, and here's an extra 20, 30 bucks. I just think that I might not do that. I'd say, no, get out of here. I love the way we have this system here. But there's really enough people that are going to be like, okay, you know, $200-$300 a month, and I launder a little money.
I'm not real clear.
I don't know what you would need money laundering for in a society that was free. I mean, you only need money laundering generally to hide the proceeds of, you know, selling somebody something they want.
That would be legal in a situation without a state.
Yeah.
I hope you'll call in again, Jack, about this, because it's a discussion that deserves more than 20 seconds, which is about all we have left. Thank you for the call tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.